Hopefully these examples show that giving a reading brings up as many questions as it attempts to answer. What work project? What kind of relationship? Money from where? It can all be quite baffling, especially when a reading can hold together well and make sense taken as a mere story, but the person you are giving the reading for cannot relate to it at all. You will also find that giving a reading for yourself can sometimes make no sense at all and appear completely irrelevant. It happens. Some readings seem to make sense the moment you see the cards. At other times, the cards appear completely disparate, disconnected, and a complete chore to figure out. Don't take it personally. Later on in the book, I'll give you some other things you can do to make things a bit easier when the cards aren't giving much away. But first, let's move on to the court cards so we can learn to fit them into a three-card reading and finally be able to read with the whole pack. Practicing giving three-card readings. You have your working deck and your normal deck. You can now practice giving three-card readings with your working deck until you feel comfortable with the meanings of the spot cards, and once you're somewhat confident, you can test yourself with your normal deck. Switching between your working deck and your normal deck will help you realise which cards you're having problems with. However, your normal deck will eventually give you more of a sense of freedom as you will not have the words in front of you. At first, you may struggle to create three-card readings with your normal deck, but by switching back and forth, you should come to quite enjoy being able to decipher and read the normal cards without needing the words as a crutch. As always, single out cards you're having particular problems with and give some practice readings using only your problem cards.